here's one review of a Celia Cruz record, Play It Loud, It Will Make You Dance. Well, that's a pretty good recommendation, and it's one reason Cruz is one of the 50 great voices we're talking about this year. NPR's Noah Adams is going to get to know her better now by focusing on one particular song.
Here's the cut we'll be playing. Celia Cruz sings Kimbara.
Kimbara, kumbara, kumba, kimbamba. Kimbara, kumbara, kumba, kimbamba.
Kimbara, kumbara, kumba, kimbamba. Kimbara, kumbara, kumba, kimbamba.
Hey, mama.
This is from 1974. Celia Cruz was already in her 40s, and Kimbara made her famous all over again. Celia Cruz was born in 1925 in Havana and grew up in a music-filled neighborhood. She traveled for 15 years with a Cuban orchestra and did not go back home when Fidel Castro took over.
La rumba me está llamando. Bongo, dile que ya voy.
I wanted to get a better understanding of this sound, the voice of Celia Cruz on Kimbara. I knew Charles Williams could help. He sang opera for years, and now he's a vocal coach. I'd met him back in the summer at a music camp in West Virginia. So I asked Charles Williams for his evaluation of this singer. I'd kept it a surprise. He didn't know who he'd be listening to. This is Celia Cruz.
Oh, Celia Cruz. From Cuba, yes. My God, what a goddess.
Listen to Cruz sing. Her voice seems to come from a point 2 feet in front of her face.
Well, absolutely. That's her loudspeaker. You know, when I teach, I'm always saying, hey, you have to keep the tone and the bone, you know, right from the cheekbones forward. And because that's your carrying power, that's your metal, that's your bite. And then she's grounded, but it's in her body. So you got the right combination of coffee and milk, and you get this dark, light sound, this creaminess, you know, that's very exciting.
Celia Cruz, after the revolution in her country, would sing, I send to Cuba my voice from this distant beach. She settled in Fort Lee, New Jersey, married her trumpet player, Pedro Knight. They would be together for 41 years until her death. She worked with Tito Puente's band, made dozens of albums. For many fans and for many years, this song brings the smile of Celia Cruz. Kimbara is still played on the radio, makes John Fausti a happy guy, takes him back the 35 years he was the recording engineer. How does that make you feel? That's a long time ago.
It makes me feel great. I mean, I feel proud because it's truly a classic, Kimbara. Celia was so good at tongue twisters. And if you listen to the lyric of that music, it would take a tongue twister specialist to be able to execute the lyric.
The studio session was in New York City. A young John Fausti helped create a new Celia Cruz sound. Always before, she'd be recorded on a microphone in front of the whole band, just like at a nightclub. The Kimbara session was multi-track, a separate track for the congas, a separate track for the timbales, one for the trumpets, the piano. And that mix is what Cruz would hear in her headphones as she sang. She'd be surrounded by driving percussion and the splash of brass.
She didn't have to get it right the first time, but she had a chance in the overdub of the vocal to redo a part if she wasn't totally satisfied with it without having the band have to play it over again.
I actually got a chance to see her live at SOB's here in New York, which is a pretty small club.
This is Carmen Rivera, a New York-based playwright.
She performed in and it was astounding. She started performing from the basement, and she in the dark, the lights went down. She started performing, and this booming contralto voice that she had came, you know, resonated through the whole place, and it made the place feel like Madison Square Garden.
Carmen Rivera and her husband Candido Torrado wrote the play Celia: The Life and Music of Celia Cruz. It ran off Broadway, played in Miami, and recently in Chicago.
She lived such a sound life. A lot of people didn't think there was a story there.
Torrado and Rivera did see tragedy in the life of a singer in exile who couldn't go home for her mother's funeral. In preparation for their writing, they watched a lot of video footage of Celia Cruz, especially television shows. And while viewing a Telemundo tribute filmed just before Cruz passed away, the playwrights found the center of their story.
When she came out for her bow, she looked lovely. She was all in silver with a silver wig, and she can rock a silver wig, looking elegant and beautiful. And Pedro Knight, her husband, is watching her, and he's crying.
And there's so much love in his eyes and so much pain because she was already very ill. And we said, that's the story.
Those eyes.
Those eyes is the story.
La rumba me está llamando. Bongo.
Celia Cruz was 77 when she died. 200,000 people in Miami came to say goodbye to the Queen of Salsa. Noah Adams, NPR News.
There's video of a live performance from Celia Cruz at nprmusic.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.